it's going to be interesting how they move forward. Going back out there against New York, you said it earlier, going back out there against New York and calling plays as if everything's fine up front when you got Quinnen Williams across the football from Kenyon Green, if that's your answer, it's a scary matchup. And it's once again, say what you want about the kid, but at this point in time, you know he can't handle that. So to go out there and get pass happy from jump is, like you said, you got to throw the ball at some point in time. I understand that. I'm okay with that. But like to go out there and get pass happy from jump with that matchup, I mean, you're asking to get your quarterback waylaid consistently.
Well, that's what I'm saying to me. And I said, would you rather be confused? Would you rather have somebody that's confused or somebody that's going to get their ass kicked? Like, if your game plan is going to throw the football, which you have C.J. Stroud, I think it's going to be. Now we'll see what your receiving corps looks like, so maybe that might pull you off a little bit. But they wanted to come out and get C.J. Stroud the ball and get him involved. Yeah. That's what they wanted to do in this game. That's what they want. I'm sure at some points will want to do. And to me, if he just, because that's what it seemed like consistently, he did not seem to understand exactly what his assignment was. And if you have that, I mean, I think you have to go to somebody that you feel some level of confidence that at least will know what their assignment is.
Yeah.
Because that's what it seems like. Like, because I think Quinnen Williams can whoop anybody's ass in front that the Texans can throw out. We watched him do it last year. But when you combine that with, they may do their two linebackers, they may send blitzes or they may send games or stunts, like, and he's going to miss out on that too.
Well, they've got to figure out, Ron, and we've mentioned this a couple of times today, like they've got to figure out, like you've got to have at least enough sense, awareness, calmness, whatever you want to couch it as, is, you know, if you're Kenyon Green and you're playing and you got Quinnen Williams in the A-gap and you got to have enough awareness and enough sense that you're going to stick with Juice Scruggs and help him with Quinnen Williams instead of turn out and block air with Laremy Tunsil. Like, you got to eliminate those types of issues just from jump. Like, that's got to be something that even if you put a lesser player in there or a guy with a lower ceiling, so to speak, you at least eliminate those kinds of issues. Like leaving Juice Scruggs when he's got his hands full to help Laremy Tunsil. Like that can't be in the game plan, right? I mean, and I know it's not the game plan. I'm saying that can't be what your left guard does.
Right? I mean, it seemed like everything we talked about and worked on all week long just went right out the window when he got out there.
Yeah.
That's the feel of how quickly they moved off of him. That's the feel of it. It was just like, This is what we talked about.
It was the fear I spoke of last week, Ron. You can bench Kenyon Green and get a better communicator out there and get a guy that knows who he's blocking, and hell, he can even go out there and at the left guard position do a really good job. Your problems are still not solved. You still got some serious issues up front. So
this is the biggest issue that the Texans have on this team. Like,
I agree.
And not just Kenyon Green. I mean, up front, it's not him by himself.
No, but I mean, even if you want to boil it down to Kenyon Green, I think it is the biggest problem on the offensive line.
They looked much like it was just one drive, but it looked like it was more smooth.
Yeah. You look, I mean, there is, The problem with this schedule moving forward is there is no time for a guy that is overwhelmed like Kenyon appears to be. Like, you can't catch your breath. I mean, it's just one after another moving forward with this schedule. So we'll see, man. That is something to keep an eye on, to see what they do at the guard position. Obviously not Jarrett Patterson with that in that concussion protocol. We'll see if Broker gets in the conversation or if Kendrick Green gets in the conversation, and see what that looks like.
All right. Yeah. Coming up behind us, remember, as we said, the coaches show, D'Amico Ryans, he will join, the fellas, and he will be live right here as soon as we get done here. And a little Monday Night Football follows them, a team that is looking to have the same record in the AFC as the Texans. The Pittsburgh Steelers with Russell Wilson behind center is hosting the New York Giants.
Let's ride.
This looks like a matchup of which the Steelers are and the Giants are heading in different directions. We'll see what happens tonight, but that game will follow D'Amico Ryan's and the coaches show. So that's coming up behind us. And speaking of that, Clint, as we head to Tyler's best bets, T Mills' best bets, I gotta believe tonight's game is running prevalent through here. Noah, you got a lot to pick from. You got a big Monday Night Football game, you got some NBA, you got the World Series tonight. It is being very, very difficult to continue. I know not for you, Tyler, but difficult to watch Aaron Judge just continue to suck.
What's he batting, like 150?
I don't know, man. It's
so
just
great, though.
It's, I mean, in any kind of situation with runners on scoring position, it feels like I'm watching Maldonado. That level of confidence that he's going to come through, it feels like Maldonado.
Yes.
But what's your best bet?
I got six for you. That's been the trend lately. Six best bets. I want each of you to pick one of these six. I'll give them to you real quick. I'm on the Steelers -4.5 tonight against the Giants. I'm on the over for this game. It is set very low, 36.5. I'm on the over. I'm on four props for you. Daniel Jones over rushing yards. I believe that's at 25.5. I'm on Russell Wilson over rushing yards, which is at 15.5. I'm on George Pickens over 4.5 receptions. That might be my favorite one. And I'm on Russell Wilson over 18.5 completions tonight. Which ones y'all like?
I like Pickens over.
Yes, sir.
I like George Pickens over. And I'm going to ask you to look at Najee Harris's total yards tonight for me when we get off the air.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like the Russ 15.5 rushing yards. The Giants have a decent pass rush that you can see flushing him out of the pocket, and he just Russ does a little deal where he runs towards the sideline and always sticks the ball out forward, and he finds his way to 5-6 yards.
Yeah.
I feel like he may do that 2 or 3 times.